You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Yo.
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 Tuesday, and we're back. It's Tuesday. It feels like a Monday. We're back for a short work week. Random facts for
short
today.
Short for some. Usual
okay,
for me.
Yep. Okay. Before she was famous, Madonna was in a band called The Breakfast Club.
Huh.
Not related to the movie. I don't believe she was already famous by the time the movie came out.
Yeah.
The city of Kokura, Japan, was the target for the second atomic bomb in World War II, but since it was cloudy there, the bomb was dropped on Nagasaki instead. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Is that crazy?
I wonder how Nagasaki feels about Kokura.
Kokura. Well.
Yeah.
The United States Postal Service handles 47% of the mail in the world. In the world.
Wow.
Is that crazy? Right?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, they I think they do a lot of, a ton of international.
True.
Mail. Yeah. And who else? Papua New Guinea has the most unique languages of any country.
Do tell.
About 12% of the languages in the world are only spoken there. 12%. Wow. Even though it's an island country about the size of California. We speak about 12% of the languages, the rest of the languages here in California. So, and some of them are only spoken here. One of them I can think of is Compton Gangsta. That's California.
Very specialized.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
I haven't ever got to hang of Compton Gangsta.
Well, yeah, it's one of those. It's a special one.
Maybe Rosetta Stone will
have
it one
day. There you go, right.
I mean, there are things to talk about today, like, you know, Justin Bieber's crying, Amanda Bynes going background crazy
well,
again.
Britney Spears'
conservatorship has been extended because evidently, you know.
Well, no, she can't handle her own money.
But
she just spent it all at Target.
Why poke fun at?
Why poke fun at the downtrodden?
The downtrodden.
And the less than fortunate these days.
So we're going to poke fun at something else.
We're going to poke something. You know? That's what we do around here. We're going to poke something.
So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they're back in
Canada.
Oh,
there you go. We should poke them. Why not?
Sources say they're besotted with each other.
Oh, really?
After a couple of private appearances in the U.S., the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, they were photographed for the first time since their royal exit.
Oh, okay. And they're probably photographed without any other royals.
Security.
Yeah. Yeah.
The couple was all smiles.
They get security? I thought they were going to give all that up.
They have security. Well,
wow.
At least for right now, they have security.
Wow.
During the transition.
But they don't have the MI6 security like
probably
the Queen
not.
Has.
No.
Queen has MI6. I'm thinking.
So the couple was all, they were all smiles, and they were spotted carrying their bags and getting off a commercial
flight. They were carrying
their
bags? Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't know if she was.
Wow. Well, yeah. Maybe Harry was carrying Meghan's
bags.
He
was slapping the bags. They were getting off a commercial flight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How things have changed.
I'd comment,
look what they did.
At Victoria International Airport in British Columbia, Canada.
Wow.
It was on Friday, Valentine's Day.
How sad.
The pair's son, little Archie, wee little Archie, was not with them.
Well, where was he?
Probably with the nanny.
So they can still afford a nanny, but they can't afford security. Or they can afford security, but they can't afford
security.
They can't afford a valet. In Britain, it's a valet.
They're on commercial.
My bad.
Like common folk.
Yeah, but that's not cheap either.
Because they're with the people.
No, I think they were flying first. I think they're flying first class.
Probably.
Yeah, I think they got a little bit of. I think they got a little bit of pocket change to fly first class.
Probably so.
Yeah, I'd like to find some of that change in there.
I would also
seat
think
cushion.
That Harry probably has plenty of miles.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Maybe he upgraded. Can you imagine the two of them standing at the counter at the airport, checking in with their bags?
First off. He would have checked in online.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I mean, I even check in online.
Yeah, but you fly Southwest. Come on now. It was not even remotely close to the same. You fly Southwest where you got to have a drink coupon to get a free drink. I mean, come on.
Well, I can't say I'm the Duchess of Sussex.
You could. It doesn't matter anymore.
I don't think they'll give me a drink for it.
It doesn't matter. She's the Duchess of Sussex. So what? She doesn't even live in Great Britain. She lives in flipping Canada.
All right, so the couple made a visit to Stanford University earlier last week.
Oh, okay.
They had brainstorming meetings with professors.
Brainstorming?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So last week, news broke. It broke that they were reportedly closing down their Buckingham Palace office.
Yep.
Which meant laid off.
Yep.
A bunch of people.
Yeah.
Maybe some of those people got to be redistributed.
Perhaps. Or as iHeartMedia likes to call it, they were dislocated.
Oh, dislocated. iHeartMedia certainly knows about that.
They sure do. But
Axers.
Yeah. I shouldn't say that because we're actually on iHeartRadio, the app.
Oh, well, okay. Love them.
Love them, kind of.
Love you, mean it. Sorta, yeah. Kiss. And the Dutch and Duchess.
The Duke.
The Duke.
What did you say? Pass the Duchy on the left hand side? No, it's Duke and Duchess.
Duke and Duchess.
You're good today, Mark. You're good.
They've been keeping busy since they arrived in good old North America. So Harry spoke at an event in Miami earlier this month.
Uh-huh.
Meghan has also made a number of surprise appearances.
Surprise.
At various women organizations.
Surprise!
The Duchess is here.
Is there
cake? Do you want me here or not?
Is there cake?
Yeah.
I want cake.
Constance Wu went undercover at a strip club.
What? Oh, God.
To get ready for the movie Hustlers.
Oh, man.
That's method acting.
That's
right
method
there.
Acting. Method That's acting, yeah. Researching your role.
Yeah. She made that okay. Yeah. On the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday,
yeah.
Constance said that she went undercover. That she gave lap dances to strangers.
Oh, my God.
And she made $600
Holy crap. Are you kidding me?
I don't feel sorry for strangers. I don't.
Wow.
That's $600 her first night, and she didn't really know what she was doing.
She like naked, too? I mean, you know, is this going to show up on Pornhub somewhere?
She put fake tattoos on her neck.
Okay.
She changed her hair. Mm. She said, you cannot duplicate the first time you walk into a club and say, hey, I'd like to have a job here. And then you go to work that night.
And I've read this before. I'm not familiar with it. But a lot of strippers have basically said they make a ton of money.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are married and have boyfriends that pick them up at the end of their shift.
Yes.
And they don't mind. So, do you know who should have been in Hustlers? Not Hustler, not the magazine, but the movie. Hustlers, Halle Berry. She would have been.
Where is your mind right
she
now?
She would have been a great, great pole dancer. Isn't that what they do in a strip club? They just dance on the pole, right? What's so bad about that? And people put money in their.
You tell me, John.
Underwear.
What do they do in strip clubs?
With that. We'll move right on out of here. Shuffle on along to Buffalo. All right, back with you tomorrow morning with more frivolities. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.